seeds. The government, together with stakeholders in the agriculture sector, are pushing for the production and adoption of climate-smart seed varieties which are drought-resistant in efforts to adapt to climate change and boost food security. The Kenya Plant Health Inspectorate Service, KEPHIS, Director of Seed Certification and Plant Variety Protection Simon Maina, said that in 2024, 37% of newly released seed varieties were climate-smart, demonstrating the increasing demand for resilience in farming. According to Maina, the production of climate-smart maize varieties has grown significantly, reflecting a shift towards more resilient crop options. Maina explained that the country currently produces around 50,000 metric tons of certified seed annually, with over 200 registered seed companies, about 70 of which actively deal in crops like cereals, pulses, and horticultural products. Over the past decade, breeders in Kenya have developed drought-tolerant varieties of crops like maize, sweet potatoes, cassava, and sorghum, along with maize varieties resistant to maize lethal necrosis, MLN, and fall armyworm, FAW, said Maina. Speaking during a media cafe organized by the Africa Science Dialogue and the Open Forum on Agricultural Biotechnology in Africa, OFAB Kenya, Maina said that KEPHIS is currently reviewing the National Seed Policy, 2010, which promotes the availability of high-quality seeds through both public and private sector involvement. The policy seeks to enhance food security, conserve biodiversity, and reduce poverty, he said. The Seed Trade Association of Kenya, STAK, and the Plant Breeders Association of Kenya, PBAK, represent seed merchants and breeders, respectively, and are key members of committees that shape seed-related policies, explained Maina. Center for Resilient Agriculture for Africa Director Dr. Stephen Mugo said that Kenya boasts a strong seed regulatory framework that ensures seed quality and safety. Dr. Mugo explained that the three main types of seeds that Kenyan farmers use are landrace seeds, open pollinated variety, OPV, seeds, and hybrid seeds. Landrace seeds are unimproved, naturally occurring seeds passed down through generations, often carrying cultural significance. OPV seeds, when properly isolated, can produce offspring genetically true to the parent plant, he said. Dr. Mugo explained that hybrid seeds, created by crossing two different varieties of the same species, typically result in plants that are more uniform and higher yielding than OPVs. These hybrids often feature superior traits such as drought and pest resistance, and faster maturation. Hybrid seeds have been a key contributor to the significant growth in agricultural productivity during the second half of the 20th century, said Dr. Mugo. He added that hybrids can be further improved through genetic engineering, resulting in genetically modified organism, GMO, seeds. GMOs involve inserting a gene from another organism into a plant to confer traits like drought tolerance or pest resistance, said Dr. Mugo. He highlighted that while Kenya has made significant progress in the seed sector, misinformation about seeds continues to hinder the acceptance of improved, climate-smart crops. It is crucial for stakeholders to collaborate and invest in addressing these misconceptions to ensure the country's agricultural growth and food security, said Dr. Mugo.